Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们, 早安。
It's so good too that we can be together and remembering our Lord together at the table.
我们实在感谢主, 我们一同来到主的桌子的面前, 纪念他。
It is so wonderful that our Lord never forgot us.
实在很奇妙的, 我们的神从来没有忘记我们。
And once a week, we come together to remember Him, our Lord Jesus.
每个星期我们有一次的机会聚在一起纪念我们的主。
But when we think about it, every moment of the day, every day, He, Lord Jesus, always is seeing us all the time.
但是我们实在说每一天的每一个时刻,我们的主都纪念我们。
And His eyes and His heart have never left us, any of us.
他的眼目和他的心思从来没有离开我们。
So praise Him.
我们赞美他。
And the brothers have given me this time, and the burden the Lord has given me is this God's inheritance.
弟兄们给我一点的时间呢, 我在主面前就领受了这个负担是神的产业。
And yesterday we have shared that God is our inheritance.
昨天我们分享说神是我们的产业。
And also, we are His inheritance.
我们也是他的产业。
And the important thing is there's a third point. The third point is the glory of God has to shine in His own inheritance.
那重要的是第三点是神的荣耀必须从他的产业中发表出来。
And thank the Lord, our brother led us sing the song this morning.
我们感谢主刚才弟兄带领我们唱的诗歌。
So may the Holy Spirit lead us so that the glory of the Lord can shine through us.
愿圣灵带领我们, 愿他的荣耀从我们中间显现出来。
Now, this morning I would just like to go consider what Apostle Paul saw.
今天早上我们就想来一同来思想使徒保罗看见了什么。
And we will spend time in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们会花一点时间在以弗所书第一章,
and the chapter 3.
然后第三章。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the past, we often think about what, and look at, and we read the letters, and then we think those are teachings for us.
从过去的时候,我们读这些书信的时候,我们就知道这是教导的书信。
And teaching oftentimes becomes objective.
教导常常变得是客观的道理。
And it's doctrine.
就是道理。
But this time, I would like to show brothers and sisters that Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3, especially having to do with inheritance, is actually Apostle Paul's own testimony.
那今天我就想跟弟兄姐妹特别分享, 第一章和第三章是使徒保罗他自己的经历,
yes,
他的见证。
Yes, and so it is actually very personal.
对于他来说是很个人的。
So when we see it from this angle, it becomes our life and becomes our testimony also.
若我们从这个角度看进去, 这就成为我们的生命, 也成为我们的见证。
Yeah, it's no longer just a teaching.
就不再单单是教导。
It is personal.
是关乎个人的。
It has to do with my life.
是跟我的生命有关系的。
It has to do with our lives together.
是跟我们共同的生命有关系的。
Yeah. So, may the Lord help us this morning. And let's read a few scriptures. And first of all, still Psalm 16, verse 5. And there, David, this is David's song. Psalm 16, verse 5. So I have not found it yet, so my brother will read Chinese first.
好,我先用中文读啊,耶和华是我的产业,是我杯中的份,我所得的,你为我持守。
Yeah. In English it says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. So I want to underline this. You are my inheritance.
我们要特别留意，你是我的产业。
This is a David song.
这是大卫的诗。
And then let's come to Psalm 78, verse 71.
诗篇七十八篇第七十一节。
Now here it says that we are actually his inheritance.
这里就会说我们是他的产业。
78 verse 71. Okay, from following the youth that had young, he brought us to shepherd. He brought him, meaning David, to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance.
神叫大卫不再跟从那些带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。
So Jacob his people, Israel his inheritance.
雅各是神自己的百姓，以色列是神自己的产业。
Now let's read another place, to the same effect. This is Isaiah chapter 19.
有一个类似的经文，以赛亚书十九章。
And verse 25.Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hand, and Israel, my inheritance.
因为万军之耶和华赐福给他们说，埃及我的百姓，亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业，都有福了。
So these Psalms or the Isaiah verse, it says two things.First of all, God, the Lord, is our inheritance.
那么这些诗篇也好，以赛亚书也好，说到两件事。第一个说，主是我们的产业。
And then the second thing is that we are His inheritance.
第二件事就是说，我们是他的产业。
And when we say we are His inheritance, it's not really from your point of view, my point of view, it's from His point of view.
我们做他的产业，不是照着你我的角度来看的，是从神的角度来看的。
Yeah, He sees you, He sees me as His inheritance.
在神的眼中，他看你我为他的产业。
And not only individually.
不光是个人的
it says, he says Israel.
他说是以色列
That means all of us together is his inheritance.
就是我们所有的人一起是他的产业
And all of us who believe him and follow him.
凡信他的跟随他的
And that we are his inheritance.
我们都是他的产业
Brothers and sisters, one most serious thing about his inheritance is his inheritance has to represent him.
弟兄姐妹们，关于产业最严肃的一件事，就是产业要代表这个主人。
And when people see his inheritance, and this inheritance is totally corrupt, then it's a shame on him.
当别人看见这个产业是这样败坏没落的时候，那对这个主人来说是很羞耻的事。
But when the people see his inheritance as beautiful, as pure, as good, then they give glory to the master.
当人看见这个产业是清洁的 是好的他们就把荣耀归给这主人
okay. So yesterday we mentioned examples in the Old Testament
我们昨天讲了旧约的一些的人物
Yeah. Now today we want to go to Apostle Paul
我们今天就想要来到使徒保罗
Yeah. Now let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 26Verse 16 to 19.
使徒行传第二十六章第十六到十九节。
And this is his own testimony.
这是他自己的见证。
Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
使徒行传二十六章十六节。
This is when Apostle Paul met the risen Lord on the way to Damascus.
这是当保罗见到了复活的主在去大马色的路上。
And this is what the Lord spoke to him.
这是主对他说的。
And he was not Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus.
他那个时候还不是保罗，是大树的扫罗。
And verse 14.
十四节。
Yeah. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
I want to underline this. It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
要强调说你用脚踢刺是难的。
And then verse 15, so I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting.
我说主啊你是谁？主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Verse 16, but rise and stand on your feet. So I have appeared to you for this purpose.To make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which have seen and of the things which I will show you.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
In verse 17, I will deliver you from the Jews and the people, Jewish people, and as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
And verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我差你到他们那里去要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
I would like to underline this part, and to receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我要强调的是，最后和一切成圣的人一同得基业。
Now let me just explain a little bit. There's an inheritance. Now.These people who are Jews or Gentiles, you open their eyes that they can see this.
那我先解释一下，就是这里有一个产业，保罗把他们的眼睛打开，让他们看见这个产业。
Now that and then the Lord says, you go tell them that they now can enter into this inheritance.
然后他就告诉保罗说，你去告诉他们，他们现在能够进入这个产业。
Now this inheritance is not just for anybody.
那这个产业不是给随便什么人的。
This inheritance is for those who are sanctified by faith in me.
是给这些因信基督耶稣而成圣的人。
So the first point is those people have believed in me.
啊，第一个要求是要相信。
And the second thing is they are sanctified by this.
他们也因着这个成圣。
So not only they have believed in him.But they are sanctified, meaning they separate themselves to him.
他不光是相信主耶稣，还要成圣，就是被分别出来，单单归给他的。
Now, so these people, the Lord has reserved an inheritance for them.
那对于这些人，主就为他们预留了一份产业。
And the Lord says, now you, Paul, you know, Saul, you're going to be Paul. You're going to go tell them that this is reserved for them if they believe in me, if they.Are sanctified.
那主就对这个扫罗说：“扫罗，你现在叫扫罗，但是要改名叫保罗。你要去告诉他们，他这是他们的产业。”
Okay, now verse 19,
第十九节。
This is many years later. He said, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
这是很多年以后了。他说：“亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。”
So.He met the Lord on the way to Damascus when he was like perhaps, you know, 35 years old, something like that.
他可能大概35岁的时候去大马士的路上遇见了主。
Now, this time when he gave a testimony to King Agrippa, it's probably 25-30 years later.
那他这一次在亚基帕王面前做见证恐怕大概又25-30年以后了。
So all through these years, he said, therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这么多年以后，他做见证说，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Okay, now, So the Lord told him, you go tell people about the inheritance.
那主告诉他说，你去告诉他们，他们有产业。
So what did he say?
那他说什么呢？
So, this many years later, when he wrote the book of Ephesians.
那许多年以后，他写以弗所书的时候。
So let's read three places in the Ephesians.
我们就看以弗所书有三处的经文。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 9 to 12.
第一章第九到第十二节。
Let's read Ephesians 1 verse 3 first.
我们先读第一章第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Okay, and then in chapter 1 verse 11, I mean verse, yeah, let's go to verse 11.
第一章第十一节。
In him we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So verse 11 says, we have obtained an inheritance.
第十一节说，我们在他里面得了基业。
Yeah. And then, verse 14.
十四节。
So 11, verse 11 is the first time this word inheritance appear in Ephesians.
那以弗所书第一次出现基业、产业就是在第十一节。
And the second time is in 14, verse 14.
第二次在第十四节。
Who is the talking about Holy Spirit? As the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So what this verse is a little hard to kind of grasp. But what it basically says is this. The Holy Spirit come to guarantee one thing.
这个圣经这一节就是说圣灵来保证一件事情。
He guarantees that you have an inheritance.
他保证你得基业。
So this is basically what verse 14 is saying.
就是十四节基本上的道理。
You know, God wants to give us his inheritance.
神要把他的产业给我们。
Now sometimes we can get it, sometimes we find it hard to get it.
有的时候我们能得着，有的时候我们觉得不太容易得着。
And sometimes our heart is somewhere else.
有的时候我们的心思根本就不在这个上面。
But the Holy Spirit comes, he guarantees that you get the inheritance.
但是圣灵来，他保证你我都得这个产业。
Okay. And then, verse 14, he guarantees the inheritance not only that you get it, but something else too.
他保，这个圣灵来保证我们得产业，不光是让我们得着，还有一件事情。
And that's verse 18.
就是第十八节。
And now let's read 17 and yeah, let's just 18, okay. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Yeah. So I want to underline this. The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
要强调在后面这句，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now we have to break up this phrase to know what he's saying.
我们得把这一句话稍微分开一下，然后才明白。
First of all, his inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中的产业。
So that means that God finds his inheritance in you and in me.
换句话说，神在你我中间找到他的产业。
So that means actually you and I are actually his inheritance.
那就是说你和我就是他的产业。
Okay. And then, this is not much than what the Old Testament was telling us.
这个跟旧约圣经告诉我们的基本上是一样的。
Remember, God says, Israel is my inheritance.
旧约说以色列我的产业。
Yeah, so here it says the God's inheritance in the saints.
这里说在圣徒中得的产业。
Now the second point of this phrase is the riches of the glory there.
第二个部分就是他丰盛的荣耀。
So that, what that says is this, you know, we are his inheritance.
他说到我们是他的产业。
And then God wants to find among us his own glory.
要在我们的中间神要找到他的荣耀。
Riches of his glory.
他丰富的荣耀。
So this is what God really wants.
这就是神要的。
And then, so the Holy Spirit comes to guarantee this.
圣灵来就保证了这个事情。
So the Holy Spirit comes to guarantee that first of all, you and I get that inheritance.
圣灵来第一个对我们来说，我们被保证得着基业。
And the second thing is the Holy Spirit guarantees that you and I are His good inheritance.
第二个事情，圣灵保证说你我成为他好的基业。
And that can express the riches of His glory.
这就能够发表他丰盛的荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you see these three verses,
当你看见这三节的圣经
，11, 14, and 18。
11, 14, 18,
they all are explicitly related to glory.
他们每一句都跟荣耀有关系。
And explicit.
直接说的。
Yeah. So verse 11,
第十一节,
it says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. Then verse 12, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Glory.
第十一节他说我们在他里面得了基业，十二节跟着就说叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人得着称赞。
So, God gives us this inheritance.
神给我们产业。
Now, we who have first hoped,
我们在基督里首先有盼望，
will praise that glory.
我们就赞美那一个荣耀。
Our brother mentioned this yesterday.
我们弟兄昨天晚上说了。
You know, brothers and sisters, we are first trusted. We first believe, first hoped.
我们是首先信耶稣的，我们是先有盼望的。
Yeah, and then we, it is us who sees the glory there.
是我们先看见他的荣耀。
When we look at his inheritance,
当我们看他的产业，
and we think this is precious,
我们认这个是宝贝的，
and then we praise God. For His glory,
我们就为着神的荣耀赞美他。
So that's verse 11 and 12.
这就是十一十二节。
And verse 14.
第十四节。
You know, when the Holy Spirit comes to guarantee that,
当圣灵来保证这件事情，
it says to the praise of His glory.
也是叫神因此得荣耀。
So when Apostle Paul sees this, he says this is wonderful, this is glorious.
所以保罗看见这个事情的时候，他就说这是十等是荣耀的事。
And then verse 18.
然后十八节。
You know, we are his inheritance.
我们是他的基业。
You know, he will find his inheritance in his saints.
他在他的圣徒中找到他的基业。
For what purpose?
为什么目的呢？
Now this inheritance, his own inheritance, will display his glory.
他自己的基业就要发表彰显他的荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see that Apostle Paul in the Ephesians in the first chapter,He so much emphasized the inheritance.
那使徒保罗在第一章的时候就强调又强调基业。
We have the inheritance, and we have to be the inheritance.
我们得了基业，我们又成为基业。
Yeah, not only we are the inheritance, but we are the inheritance that expresses His glory.
不光我们是基业，我们又是发表他荣耀的基业。
Okay, now, Let's read a few more verses.
我们再多读几处的圣经。
Now Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10.
第三章第十节。
Okay. This is Apostle Paul's prayer for the Ephesians brothers and sisters.
这是保罗对着以弗所弟兄们的祷告。
Yeah, for them.
为他们祷告。
Yeah. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God. Oh, I'm sorry, this is. Okay, let's just read that. Our brother read it yesterday. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So the church has a responsibility.
那教会在这里有责任。
The responsibility is to express his glory.
责任就是要发表他的荣耀。
So that the principality and authorities in the heavenly places, when they see this, they will give glory to God.
所以在天上执政掌权的，当他们看见这个时候，就会给荣耀给神。
And then they can now see that God has wonderful wisdom in having His church.
他们也就知道说，神诸般的智慧是发表在他教会里头。
And God's the manifold wisdom is expressed.Over generations, over ages.
他诸般的智慧是在历世历代，许多的人身上。
Now it's expressed in his church.
现在就发表在他教会的身上。
Now, okay. So where in the world does this power come from?
那么这个能力从哪里来呢？
Now let's see. This is chapter 3, verse 14.
那就是第三章第十四节开始的。
Okay.14. Okay, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened in the inner man with might through the Holy Spirit.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名的。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So what does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
It means that in order for the church to be God's testimony,
要教会成为神的见证。
In order for church to be His inheritance,
如果让教会成为神的见证，
成为产业。In order for church to not only be his inheritance, but also expresses the riches of his glory.
不光教会成为神的产业，还要发表他的荣耀。
Then we have to have strength.
我们必须要有一个力量。
The strength in the inner man.
这个里面人的力量。
Where does that strength of inner man come from?
这个里面那个人的力量哪里来呢？
Now, verse 16 says, he says,According to the riches of his glory.
第十六节就是说是照着他丰盛的荣耀。
What does that mean, brothers and sisters?
是什么意思呢？
Okay, you and I have no strength, but now inside of us, in our inner man, there will be strength.
你和我原本是没有力量的，但是在我们的心中，在我们里面这个人得了力量。
Where does that strength come from?
这个能力是哪里来的？
The strength is according to the riches of his glory.
这个力量是从他丰富的荣耀来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, think about this.
弟兄姐妹们，你想。
No, we never, humanly speaking, we never thought about what glory has anything to do with my strength.
照人的思想来说，荣耀跟人的能力没有关系。
But here he says our strength for his glory.
但是这里
comes from his glory.
这里告诉我们说，我们有能力为着他的荣耀，这个能力也是从他的荣耀来的。
Now I'll just read one more verse. Okay, here, 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints.What is the width and the length and the depth and height?
第十七节是基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
So this is an example about where the strength is needed.
这里就告诉我们说这个能力用在什么地方。
So the first of all, he says the strength is so that.Christ can dwell in us.
第一个就是说要基督住在我们心里。
That needs strength.
这个需要能力的。
That needs strength in the inner man.
这需要里面的人有能力的。
The second, that we can comprehend with all the saints something.
第二个就是我们能以和众圣徒一同明白一件事情。
That something is the width and the length and depth and the height.
这个要明白的就是那个长阔高深的爱。
Yeah. Now, we, a Chinese translation says, 长阔高深的爱。But in English, love is in the next sentence.
在这个英文的翻译是爱这个字是在第十九节的。
Yeah. In verse 19, to know the love of Christ.
要知道这爱。
So in verse 18, the emphasis is just 长阔高深, you know, length, the width, the height, and the depth.
第十八节它注重的就是基督的长阔高深。
Yes, exactly. It's actually the length and the width and depth and height of Christ.
就是基督的长阔高深。
Of course, when you say of Christ, it means of Christ and his love, of course. Love is included there.
当然我们说到基督就是基督的爱,爱在基督里的。
Yeah.But the thing is this, brothers and sisters, the glory of God gives us the strength to enter into that.
神的荣耀给我们一个力量能够进入这个。
So we'll come to this more, in more detail later.
我们稍微等一下再具体解释。
Yeah. I think one more verse I want to read.
我再读多一节。
And this is Colossians chapter 3, verse 24.
哥罗西书第三章第二十四节。
And this also has to do with inheritance.
这个也是与这个基业有关系的。
Yeah, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
第三章第二十四节，因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Yeah, so here.In the Colossians chapter 3, it talks about the relationship between husband and wife.
哥罗西书第三章这里就说到妻子和丈夫的关系。
And the father and son.
父亲和儿女的关系。
And the worker and employer.
这个工人和主人的关系。
In all these things, he says, we serve Christ.
他这些所有的关系里头说，我们是侍奉主基督的。
Yeah, and then he says, when we serve the Lord Christ,Now we receive the inheritance.
这说我们侍奉主基督的时候，我们就得了基业。
So it says, be good to your wife, be good to your son, be good to the person that you employed. Has to do with having the inheritance.
所以你们做好的妻子和丈夫，做好的父母，做好的仆人，是对着基业有关系的。
Yeah, if you are a good husband, if you are a good wife, if you're a good dad, if you're a good son, and if you're a good employer,If you're a good employee, according to Christ, then you receive inheritance.
你若是侍奉基督，侍奉主基督，这样做一个好丈夫、好妻子、好父亲、好儿女、好的工人、好的主人，你就得了那个产业。
That's exactly what he said in the chapter 3, verse 24.
这就是第三章二十四节他在这里说的。
Let me read it again. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive...The reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
我们再读一遍，因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So let me say it again.
我再说。
It doesn't just say to serve the Lord Christ, and then you have the inheritance. It does not only say that.
这个不光只是说侍奉主基督你就得产业为赏赐。
Then you read from verse 18 all the way to verse 24.
你从十八节一直读下来。
It means if you're a good husband,
你做一个好丈夫
you receive the inheritance.
你得产业。
You be a good son.
你做好儿子。
Yeah, you receive the good inheritance.
你也得产业。
You be a good worker at work.
你上班的时候做好的工人。
You be a good boss.
你做一个好的主人。
You receive the inheritance.
你也得产业。
Okay. Last place.
最后一个
and Galatians chapter 3
加拉太书第三章
and again it has to do with inheritance
也是跟产业有关系的
Galatians chapter 3 verse 28-29
加拉太书第三章第二十八二十九
There is neither Jew nor Greek There is neither slave nor free There is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ Jesus, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise.
二十八节，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女， 因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
So, two points. First, heir. In English says heir, in the Chinese is more clear. 承受产业。English says heir. You know what heir is? Heir is the one that inherit the inheritance.
这个后裔和承受产业的人就是同一个人。
So here it talks about inherit the inheritance.
这里说到承受产业
，and then it says here, it says there's 第几节？
28, 29
end of chapter 3. Okay, sorry. It says this. There's neither Jew nor Greek.
再不分犹太人和希利尼人。
If you are a Jew, if you are a Greek, you inherit the inheritance the same.
你是犹太人也好，是外邦人也好，你都同样得产业。
If you are a slave, you're free. You inherit the inheritance the same.
你是自由的，是为奴的，你照样同样得产业。
And if you are male, you're female. You inherit the inheritance the same.
你是男人或是女人，你同样得产业。
Okay. But then there is a requirement. Requirement chapter is verse 27.
这个有一个前提条件啊，就是在27节。
And as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
So it says that if you are a Jew, but you baptize into Christ, I mean, you are going to receive the inheritance.
你若是犹太人，但是你受洗归入基督，你也要得产业。
And if you are a Greek, you equally receive the inheritance.
你是希利尼人，你同样的得产业。
If you are rich, you receive the inheritance.
你是富足的，你也得产业。
If you are poor, you receive the inheritance.
你是贫穷的，你也得产业。
If you are a man, you receive the inheritance.
你是个男人，你得产业。
If you are a woman, you receive the inheritance.
你是个女人，你也得产业。
As long as you belong to the Lord.
只要你是属基督的。
So, brothers and sisters, there's no division.
再没有分别了。
Now, if you speak Cantonese, you receive inheritance.
你讲广东话的，你也得产业。
You speak Mandarin, you receive inheritance.
你说国语的，你也得产业的。
You speak English, you receive inheritance.
你讲英文的，你也得产业的。
And you speak 温州话, you receive inheritance.
你讲温州话也得产业的。
You know 温州话, you talk to them, you don't know what they're talking about.
说温州话的人，你跟他们讲话，你也听不懂。
And just for me.When I join into a dinner table with my good Cantonese friends, I don't know what they're talking about.
就好像我坐在一桌广东话的弟兄们吃饭的时候，我也听不懂他们讲什么。
And they're very, very polite to me.
他们对我很客气。
But they are happy to talk to each other.
他们自己高兴讲得很起劲。
And the Chinese is not the right language. Cantonese is the right language.
中文不是这个对的语言，广东话是对的语言。
Now those speak English is exactly the same.
那说英文的一样的。
You know, it's so easy for us to talk English.
我们说英文很容易啊。
And this is the United States. I mean, sorry, this is Canada. We have to speak English.
是加拿大，你要说英文啊。
And go to Quebec, it's French territory. We should speak French.
你到魁北克要说法语。
Brothers and sisters, this is not in the Lord.
这个不是在主里的。
This is not receiving the inheritance.
这不是承受产业的方法。
This is not being baptized into one body.
这不是受洗归入一个身体。
If I speak English,
如果我弟兄说英文，
I have to be really nice to my brother who speaks Mandarin.
我必须对那个说国语的弟兄非常的好。
I have to be really nice to my brother who speaks 温州话。
我要对说温州话的弟兄非常的好。
Now if you speakCantonese, if you speak Mandarin, you have to be really nice to those brothers and sisters who cannot speak these things, who can only speak English.
你如果说中文，说广东话，你必须对那些不会说中文，只会说英文的人非常的好。
Brothers, sisters, inheritance of God has no difference in language.
弟兄姐妹，神的产业跟语言一点关系都没有。
If I hold on to my English,
如果我抓着我自己说英文。
If I hold on to my Chinese,
我抓着我自己说中文。
And I consider him different,
我算他跟我不一样。
Then of course I'm still a member of the inheritance.
我当然还是承受产业的人。
But do I give any glory to my God?
但是我归荣耀给神吗？
Think about it.
你想一想。
This is why.
这就是为什么。
We have given up our own language.
我们把我们自己的语言都放弃了。
I should say that, you know, I can only speak 温州话, so I still have to,We have in our fellowship, we have a family that came from 温州.
在我们弟兄聚会的那里有一家人是从温州来的。
Now they are like the third or fourth year. Five years now.
他们来了五年了。
Now when they first came,
当他们刚刚来的时候,
none of them, dad and mom, two kids, none of them spoke English.
妈妈、爸爸、妈妈、两个孩子都不会讲英文。
Now we all know that pretty soon, because the kids will go to school, they will learn English.
那当然，孩子一上学就学了英文了。
And the dad and mom will have difficulty.
那爸爸妈妈就有困难。
But thank the Lord, these 4 years, among in the past 4 or 5 years.
但是感谢主，是过去这四五年。
You know, they all love the Lord.
他们都爱主。
They join anything that you know in the church.
他们参加教会所有的聚会。
And then the wonder is, we have brothers and sisters who are young who only spoke English.
那我们奇妙的就是年轻有一些年轻的孩子们，他只会说英文。
You know, gradually, these brothers and sisters, especially of his age, who only speak English.
像我这么大，三十几岁的就只会讲英文。
You know, they started to talk to these brothers and sisters with Mandarin.
他们就用中文跟这些人说话。
And they started to speak. You know, my son, who's Chinese, is as poor as anything.
他的儿子的中文实在是不好。
You know, they started to talk to them in Chinese.
他们就用中文跟他们说话。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter.
弟兄姐妹们没有关系的。
You have to see your brothers and sisters.As brothers and sisters.
你要看弟兄姐妹是弟兄姐妹。
Regardless of language.
不看他说什么话。
Do not let language to divide you.
不让语言成为一个分隔。
That's totally unimportant to the inheritance of God.
这对于神的产业一点都不重要。
This is why Apostle Paul in Galatians, in Colossians emphasized this thing.There's no difference in Jews and Greek.
在加拉太书跟哥罗西书保使徒保罗都说犹太人希利尼人没有分别。
So brothers and sisters, you know, let's take that as the Lord's heart and mind to us.
这是神的心向我们打开的。
May his glory shine.
愿他的荣耀发表在这里。
No, I speak English, I speak Mandarin, but he 说四川话 I'm sorry.My Cantonese brothers and sisters, I still have to throw myself in to Cantonese brothers and sisters.
我要面，如果我不会讲广东话，但是我还是要把我自己投身在这说广东话的弟兄姐妹中间。
And you who speak English,
但你们说英文的。
And you who speak Chinese,
你们这些说中文的。
You have to consider the brother who speak English, the brother who speak Chinese, my brother.My sister.
你要考虑这些说中文说英文的弟兄是我的弟兄。
Only the Lord can do that.
只有主可以做这个事。
And 2,000 years ago, the Lord moved the heart of this Paul to emphasize this thing in the church.
两千多年前神就激动保罗这个人把这个话重重的说在教会里。
And 2,000 years ago, the Lord brought Peter to Cornelius' house.
两千多年以前，主就打发彼得到了哥林流的家里。
And Peter was so perplexed, so confused.
彼得那个时候糊涂又不明白。
And then the cloth coming down from heaven.
到天上有一块布从天上下来。
Peter, kill and eat.
他跟彼得说杀了吃。
And Peter says, I have never eaten anything unclean.
彼得说我从来没有吃过不洁净的。
The Lord says, what I have cleaned, you have to consider clean too.
主就说我所洁净的你也要看为洁净。
Peter went to Cornelius' house.
彼得就去了哥林流的家里。
You know, when he was speaking, telling them the gospel.
他就跟他们讲神的福音。
Even halfway.
说到一半。
The Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵就降下来
baptized them all in body, one body.
就受洗让他们归入一个身体
Peter went back to Jerusalem,
彼得就回了耶路撒冷
and telling the brothers there,
告诉那里的弟兄们
If the Lord has sent the Holy Spirit upon them,
如果神打发圣灵降在他们身上,
how can we not accept them?
我们怎么能不接待他们?
They are just our brother.
他们就是我们的弟兄。
They are just our sister.
他们就是我们的姐妹。
Sorry, brothers and sisters, I went away from what I want to talk.
说了一点题外话。
But may the Lord open our eyes to see His wonderful inheritance.
愿弟兄，愿神开我们的眼睛，看他这奇妙的产业。
Which is much, much bigger, much, much more important than the language.
那比语言太大，太重要。
Okay, brothers and sisters, let me tell you the story about Paul.
我告诉你保罗的故事。
And as I said, I want you to consider all these things he said about inheritance, not as doctrine, but as his own testimony.
就好像我说的，我们不要看这些为他单单是他的教导，却是他自己的见证。
You know, I hope that at the end of our sharing, you fully kind of know what went through him.
当我们交通完了以后，你就能够明白他经历了什么。
And why? You know, he was so hung up with these things.
那又解释他为什么抓着这些东西。
Yeah, why he was so caught up with this oneness.
为什么他就持守这个合一。
Yeah. Now, we know that Apostle Paul, when he was young, he was Saul of Tarsus.
当保罗年轻的时候，他是大树人扫罗。
And he went to the best school.
他去了最好的学校。
He went to UBC.
他去了 UBC,
and then in there he got the best teacher.
他在那儿又找到最好的老师
Gamaliel,
加米列
Yeah, and then he was actually the best student there.
他又做了最好的学生
Now, and then he himself he said that I'm more advanced than my contemporaries in Judaism.
他说我在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进
And he also said.As to the requirement of the law, I'm blameless.
对律法的义来说，我是无可指责的。
Now, let me clarify, brothers and sisters. It's not that he is blameless in righteousness. He's blameless in the righteousness of the law.
他不是在公义的面前无可指责，他是在律法的公义的面前无可指责。
There's a difference between the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of God.
在神的公义和律法的公义之间是有不同的。
The righteousness of the law means Ten Commandments, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
那律法的义就是这十条诫命，每一条都遵守。
Yes, and then the righteousness of the law of the Lord, of God, is much, much bigger.
神的公义，主的公义比这个大太多了。
And much, much more real.
那比这个更真实。
It's not only...cover big things to cover small things.
不光只是说到大事，小事也说了。
So Paul purposely said, "I was blameless as regarding the law, the righteousness of the law."
就这律法的义来说，无可指责。
Okay, so when he became about more than 20 years, 20, 30 years old,
二三十岁的时候。
And he was so advanced in the Judaism.
他在犹太教中非常的长进。
So whenever the elders of the Jewish religion gather together, they call a council.
这个犹太人的这些长老们坐下来开会的时候。
And there are 70 of them, you know, the 70
有七十个人。
Yeah, they get together and they allow the Saul of Tarsus to go.
他们就允许这个大树人扫罗参加这个会议。
So,At that time, among the Judaism about their tradition, the most outstanding thing that they talk about all the time was the law and the temple and the circumcision.
那这些犹太人他们最引以为荣的、最常讲的就是律法、割礼还有这个圣殿。
Yeah, and those things separate them from other people.
因为这三件事把他们与其他的人分开。
And so.So Saul was very zealous of that.
扫罗对此大发热心。
And then at Jerusalem, something happened that he was not happy.
那在耶路撒冷发生了一件事，他不太高兴。
Which there is a man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
就有一个叫耶稣的拿撒勒人。
And he came to Jerusalem.
他来到耶路撒冷。
And he came to other places too.
他也走到其他的地方。
You know, people seemed to go to him.
那有的人就跟了他。
Now his message was so simple.
他讲的东西非常简单。
His message was so close to God.
他讲的道理跟神非常的近。
And his message was so clean.
但是他讲的非常的单纯。
Seems everybody was going to him.
好像所有人都跟他去了。
Now Judaism.
不是犹太教。
The Judaism now felt threatened.
犹太教现在被威胁了。
Now, Apostle, this Saul of Tarsus, he hated that.
大数人扫罗就很厌恶这个事情。
Brother and sister, by the way, what I said, you can find in his own testimony at the end of Acts.
这是他自己在《使徒行传》最后做的见证。
Yeah, and then the other thing is, then they have this council. They have, you know, the elders have this council.
这个长老们就有这个会议。
And there's a young man by the name of Stephen.
有一个年轻人叫斯提凡。
And then so they brought Stephen into the council.
他们开会的时候把斯提凡带进来。
So they want Stephen to give a defense.
他们愿意斯蒂凡做一个辩护。
Because Stephen said things which they don't like to hear.
斯蒂凡说了一些他们不愿意听的话。
Now, Stephen talks about the law.
斯蒂凡说到律法。
Stephen talks about the temple.
说到圣殿。
Stephen talks about circumcision.
说到受割礼。
Stephen talks about this Jesus Christ.
说到这个耶稣基督。
And they didn't like to hear.
他们不爱听。
So they brought Stephen to the council.
他们把斯蒂凡带到这公会的里头。
Tell us what's in your heart, what you're trying to say.
他就让斯蒂凡坐进，自己说你心里想的是什么。
So Stephen started to talk.
那斯蒂凡就开始说了。
Now we are familiar with the story. This is Acts chapter 7.
这是使徒行传第七章的话。
So Stephen at the very beginning talks about the history, Abraham, Moses, and so on.
斯蒂凡从开始的时候说到亚伯拉罕的故事，摩西的故事。
And then the council nodded their heads.
这个会众就点头。
But gradually Stephen came to say that, you know, what God wants is not what we are.
斯蒂凡后来就慢慢就说，神要的不是我们现在在做的。
Stephen says, the law, God gave us the law, but we cannot.Abide by the law.
斯蒂凡说，神把律法给我们，但是我们却守不住。
And God, you know, we have this temple. We are so proud of it.
我们有这一座圣殿，我们引以为荣的。
But God does not. Even heaven and heaven above heaven is not enough for him to live, to dwell in there.
但是神就是神在天上又天上的神。不够住在这个殿里。
But he does not dwell in a temple made by the hand of man.
但是他又不住人手所造的殿。
And then about the circumcision.
那关于这个割礼。
He said, you know, we and the circumcision, we're so proud of it.
我们引以为荣的这个割礼。
We use that to separate us from other people.
我们拿这个把我们自己跟外人分开。
But our heart,And our ear are not circumcised.
但是我们的心，我们的耳朵却没有受割礼。
And that word, you know, heart and ear circumcised. This is in Jeremiah.
在耶利米书说到我们的耳朵和
我们的
心没有受割礼。
So Stephen said these things all according to the Old Testament.
斯蒂凡说的这些事都是根据旧约的。
And then Stephen says.
然后他又说。
Stephen says, you know, there's a righteous one that came here.
那一位公义的公义者来了
，and you kill him.
你们把义者杀了。
You know these people couldn't stand it.
他们就受不了了。
So they drag him out and stone him to death.
他们把他拉出去用石头打死。
Now the Bible says Saul was there taking care of their clothing.
那圣经就说扫罗在那里看守他们的衣服。
But brothers and sisters, you know what happened in that council is only these people knew.
在那个会议里面发生了什么，只有那些人知道。
Now Saul was there.
扫罗在那里。
You know, how come when we read Acts chapter 7, it was given, the story, what Stephen says, was given in such detail, such vividly?
为什么《使徒行传》第七章斯蒂凡说的这些事情记录的这么详细？
Now, Acts was written by Luke.
使徒行传是路加写的。
So I personally believe this is what Apostle Paul told Luke.
我个人认为这是保罗后来告诉路加的。
So when Stephen said these things, everybody was so hated it so much.
当斯蒂凡说这些话的时候，所有人都恨恶他。
They closed their ears.
他们捂着耳朵。
So angry.
他们很愤怒。
Saul saw all that.
扫罗都看见了这一切。
Later, when he think about this thing, he felt so bad.
当他回想的时候，他就心里忧伤了。
In the book of Acts, at the end, he says, "When they stoned him to death, I was there."
但最后，他的《使徒行传》说，他们钉打死斯蒂凡的时候，我也在那里。
So, but then a couple of years later, on the road to Damascus, Saul was trying to grab up all these people who walked away. And to Jerusalem to be tried.
那许多年以后
in Judaism court.
扫罗在去大马士革的路上就是要抓这些走在这道路上的人抓他们回去在犹太教的公会受审。
It's probably just a couple of years. The Bible didn't say explicitly.
可能就是过了一些年。
But on the road to Damascus.
但是在去大马士革的路上
light from heaven came down to him.
天上的光照在下面。
Struck him down from his horse.
直接把他从马上击倒。
And the voice came.
有一个声音来了。
The Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against goats.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
You know that goats is what the rider of the horse used the goats to prick the horse.
这个骑马的人用这个刺这个马。
So the Lord asked him a very good question. It's hard for you to kick against the goats.
那主就问他说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
So that means I continue to give you message, hard for you, but you continue to refuse.
意思就是主一直跟他说话，但是他一直拒绝。
Now, how did the Lord tell him? How did the Lord prick him?
那主拿什么扎他呢？
The first time, the name of Jesus of Nazareth appearing in Jerusalem.
第一个就是拿撒勒人耶稣的名字出现在耶路撒冷。
The second is what happened in the council, what Stephen said.
第二个就是在那个会议里头，斯蒂凡说的。
And the third thing is when he was persecuting these Christians.
第三个就是他逼迫基督徒。
But he saw these Christians.
他看见基督徒。
You know, they walk in a different way.
他们走了一个不一样的路。
You know, they can do anything, but they will not deny their Lord.
他们怎么发生什么，他们都不拒绝他们的神。
All these things were very striking to him.
这个对扫罗来说是很震撼的。
Totally different from what he has learned from Judaism.
这个对他在犹太教中所学的是完全不一样。
And the Lord says, It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
主就说你用脚踢刺是难的。
Thank the Lord, he woke up.
感谢主，他醒悟了。
You know, he said, "Lord, what can I do?"
他就问主啊，我能做什么
？So, dear brothers and sisters, Saul became Paul now.
那扫罗就成为了保罗。
Now, immediately, the Lord told him.
马上主就跟他说
，I am sending you as a witness, as a minister.
我派你做执事，做见证。
You're going to the nations.
要去到万国中。
And you have to tell the nations and tell the Jews, open their eyes that they can see.
你要去百姓和外邦人中开他们的眼睛，叫他们看见。
Yeah, they have to come out from the power of Satan.
他们从撒旦的权下被揪出来。
Now tell them that they can enter into an inheritance.
告诉他们，他们现在能够进入一个产业。
And that inheritance is reserved for all those.Who believe in my name.
这个产业是为那些凡信我名的人预留的。
Not only they believe in my name, but they are sanctified. They separate themselves to me.
他们不光相信我的名，他们又成圣，是因为他们分别出来归
入。So, this is what happened to Saul.
这就是发生在扫罗的身上的事。
Now, 20 some years later, you know, almost at the end of his life, he gave the testimony. I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
那二三十年以后，在他生命快要结束的时候，他说：“我没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
So what is that vision?
那个意象是什么？
That vision, I think, is the Lord in that experience at that time. The Lord showed him all these things that you think is your inheritance is really not.
那一次，那个意象就是神告诉他说：“你觉得这些是你产业的，其实不是。”
You know, you are so proud of your laws.
你对你的律法引以为豪。
You and your people are so proud of the temple.
你和你的百姓以这个圣殿引以为豪。
You're so proud of the circumcision.
你们以割礼为豪。
They are not.
他们都不是。
They are not the inheritance I give you.
他们不是我要给你们的产业。
No, these things are still right.
这些是对的事情。
The laws are still good.
律法是好的。
The house of God is still good.
神的家是好的。
Your covenant with God is still good.
你们与神立的约是好的。
But now all these things have to be understood in the light that you saw.
但是这所有的事必须要从你看见的那个光里面来解释。
And that light is the light from heaven.
那就是从天上来的光。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
So dear brothers and sisters.Saul now knows something.
扫罗现在就明白了一点。
I have to understand all the Old Testament thing from the light of Jesus Christ.
旧约所有的东西都必须用耶稣基督的光来明白。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Today when we read the Old Testament,
今天我们读旧约。
The story of Abraham.
这个读亚伯拉罕的故事。
The story of Jacob.
读雅各的故事。
Even the story of Caleb and Ruth.
甚至是加勒路德的故事。
You see, there is a unity.
你看见有一个共同的东西。
You see, it makes sense.
你看见他现在是可以明白的。
You not only see what they did.
你不光看见他们做了什么。
You saw what was in their heart, what is in their mind.
你看见他们心里的，他们心思意念里的是
什么。And you see what is precious in their heart.
你就看见他们心中所宝贵的。
And you see what sustained their life.
你就看见那一个扶持他们生命。
You see what drive them on.
你就看见那个推动他们生命。
In another word, you see their vision.
你就看见他们的意象。
You see their inheritance.
你就看见他们的产业。
If the Lord has not appeared to Paul.
如果神没有向保罗显现，
you will not see this book of Ephesians.
我们就不会懂有以弗所书。
And today, you and I will have great difficulty trying to understand what the Lord was doing over generations.
那你今天你我就有很大的麻烦要来明白神在历世历代所做的事。
So we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
You know, he opened our eyes with all these brothers that went ahead of us.
他开了这些弟兄们的眼睛，在我们前面的弟兄们。
Now, so that is when Saul was like 36 or 37 years old.
这是扫罗三十六七岁的时候。
And then, about 20 years later.
过了二十年。
And he was in the place called Ephesus.
他在以弗所的这个地方。
And this is recorded in the Acts, Book of Acts, Chapter 20.
在使徒行传二十章有记载。
Now there, Saul was there 3 years with them.
保罗在那里有三年的时间。
Right, Paul was there 3 years with them.
保罗在那里有三年。
You know, when he was about to leave them,
当他要离别的时候
，for the last time,
最后一次离别的时候
，he gave them the last word.
他就把最后的话说给他们。
He says, "I'm going to leave you."
说我要离开了。
But the word, but I leave you.I entrust you to God and His word of grace.
我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。
Yeah, this is Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Let's take a look. I think it's important.
我们找一下吧，在使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20. last. The end.Oh, verse 32.
32节。
So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
保罗说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So you see, he was there 3 years.
他在那里三年。
And then he was going to leave them.
他要离开了。
He said, I entrust you to God and his word of grace.
我把你们交托神，也交托神恩惠的道。
Now this word of grace can build you up together.
这恩惠的道可以建立你们。
Not only that.
不单是这个。
He's going to make you be able to receive the inheritance.
他也能让你们一同得产业。
And that inheritance is reserved for those sanctified in his faith.
这个产业是为着那些信他的人存留的。
So dear brother and sister, this thing, you know, the inheritance with those who are sanctified in faith in Christ. This term was kind of impressed in his heart from that day.
这个话就是信耶稣的人被分别成圣的人一同承受产业，好像就印在保罗的心里。
From that day, from the day he saw the Lord.
从他看见主的那一天开始。
20 years.
20年了,
he didn't forget.
他都没有忘记,
because this is God's charge to him.
这是神交托他的,
so indeed, he told, this is what he told the Ephesians.
这就是他告诉以弗所人的,
there's an inheritance for you.
你们有一个产业,
I'm going to leave you.
我要交托你们,
but don't be
我要离开你们,
afraid. Don't be afraid.
但是不要怕,
God is with you.
神与你们同在,
the word, his word of grace is with you.
神恩惠的道与你们同在,
and that can build you up together.
这就能够把你们一同建立,
that can also bring you into an inheritance, you know, with all those who are sanctified by faith.
那个道也能够把你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So he did not forget to talk to them about inheritance, encourage them.
他并没有忘记临别的时候要鼓励他们要得基业。
So this is Ephesians, brothers.
这是以弗所的教会。
5 years later, about.
大概5年以后。
Now he wrote this letter, what we call the Ephesians letter.
他就写了现在的这一封给以弗所人的信。
So he wrote to them.
他就写信给他们。
Now we know that the Ephesians letter, while he was in Ephesus, he told them that the whole counsel of God I have not kept from you.
他在以弗所的时候，他说：“神诸般的智慧，我都没有保留，不告诉你们。”
Yeah, the whole counsel of God, 神全部的旨意。
神全部的旨意。
Yeah. So then, you know, I think there's much, the book of Ephesians have very much to do with the whole counsel of God. He told them at that time.
那以弗所书就对于神全部的旨意，他告诉他们的旨意很有关系。
Yeah. So what did he tell them about? About the inheritance.
那他究竟跟他们说了些什么关于这个产业呢?
So that's what we read.
那就是我们刚才读的。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is his testimony. You see.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看见这就是他自己的见证。
The Lord, when he was a zealous, a Pharisee, the Lord appeared to him, and by the Lord, by his people, told him that there is an inheritance.
当他是一个活着的法利赛人的时候，神显现，向他显现，告诉他说，他有一个产业。
The inheritance is not according to the Jewish tradition.
这个产业不是根据犹太人的传统。
This inheritance is from heaven.
这个产业是从天上来的。
This inheritance is spiritual.
是属灵的。
This inheritance is in Christ.
这个产业是在基督里的。
Now you have to tell everybody that.
你得要去告诉他们这个。
So 20 years later, he indeed told the Ephesians that.
那他就20年以后告诉以弗所的圣徒了这个。
Now 5 years later, he wrote the book of Ephesians.
那他就5年以后他就写了这封的书信。
And then he gave the details.
他就把细节也说了。
So brothers and sisters, this is his testimony.
这是他自己的见证。
Now, so what did he say in the first chapter of Ephesians?
那么以弗所书第一章他说了什么呢?
So first of all, we know that he said there is an inheritance that we receive.
他说我们得了基业。
Brothers and sisters, you know, from the first chapter of Ephesians, you kind of have a picture of what he's talking about.
从第一章我们大概就看见他说什么。
Remember the first chapter, verse 3, it says, God has given us in Christ all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
第一章第三节说，神已经在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Princess, you are all very familiar with this verse.
这一节我们都很熟悉的。
How is that? How does that have to do with inheritance?
那个跟产业有什么关系呢?
Remember, he said, God has given you.
你记得哈，神已经给了你。
So that means it's inheritance.
那就是产业了。
Yeah, God has given you something.
神已经给了你什么
？What is that?
给了什么
？That's the every spiritual blessing.
就是各样属灵的福气。
So the inheritance is spiritual.
这个产业是属灵的。
Because he says all spiritual blessings.
因为他说属灵的福气。
And this inheritance is also heavenly.
这个属灵的福气又是天上的
，because it says that in heavenly places，
因为这是在天上的福气。
So in the, yesterday when we look at the Abraham and all these people， you know， it indicated to us that its inheritance is heavenly， inheritance is spiritual。
昨天我们看亚伯拉罕还有这些人物的故事，我们就知道。产业是属天的，是属灵的。
That's exactly what he said here.
这就是跟他说的一样。
But then he said,
他又说
，all these spiritual, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places is given to us in Christ.
他说各样天上属灵的福气是在基督里赐给的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very complete picture of the of the inheritance.
那这个产业就非常的完整。
Right.It says, and but finally says it's in Christ.
是在基督里的。
Brothers and sisters, this sentence, when we, all of you read so fast, just one second you read through this sentence and then jump to the next sentence.
这一句话一秒钟就读完了，你就跳到下一句话去了。
But this sentence is really loaded.
但是这一句话太丰富了。
It's full of meaning.
太多的意义在里面。
What is every spiritual blessing?
什么是各样属灵的福气
？You know.Just count. You cannot count with your fingers.
你数嘛，你手指都不够数。
You know you have the truth, God's truth,
神的真理
，God's grace,
神的恩典
，God's love,
神的爱
，God's tolerance,
神对我们的忍耐。
Yeah, and God's leading,
他的带领。
You know God's teaching,
他的教导。
And God's everything.
神是所有的东西。
And it says here, everything of this.Comes to us in Christ.
他说这各样的事临到我们是在基督里。
Yeah, has God already has given us.
并且神已经赐给我们。
So, dear brothers and sisters, is extremely rich.
这是非常丰富的话。
But also, this word in Christ, it tells us to be careful.
那在基督里这几个字又叫我们要警惕。
You know, if you have some feeling, some kind of a, you think it's some leading, oh, you know,Today, when I see a brother Barry, I'm going to hit him hard.
如果你心里面有一些的感觉，看见我就想揍我一顿。
Because last night when I dreamed, you know, how Barry was cheating me.
哦，他昨天晚上做了一个梦，说我骗他。
So, today when I see him, I have to beat him up.
那我今天看见他，一定要把他揍一顿。
Now you ask yourself, is this in Christ? Is this feeling come from Christ?
那你就要问了，这个感觉是在基督里的吗
？Now if this feeling is not coming from Christ,
如果这个不是在基督里的
，it is not spiritual inheritance.
它就不是属灵的产业。
It's not heavenly inheritance.
它就不是天的产业。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord for this sentence.
感谢主，为着这一句话感谢主。
Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
每一样属灵的福气
given to you, given to me in Christ.
已经赐给你我是在基督里的。
So this is something we can experience daily.
这是我们每天可以经历的。
Now there's another thing in the first chapter.
那在第一章还有一个。
Now verse 10 and verse 11, right before, I mean verse 11 and 10, right before this.When he talks about receive inheritance.
那在他说得了基业之前，第十节他又说了。
What was he talking about?
那他说什么呢？
He talked about the mystery of God's will.
他说神旨意的奥秘。
And the mystery of God's will is now given to us.
神旨意的奥秘现今也给了我们。
That's in the right time. All everything in heaven and earth will be summed up in Christ.
在时候满足的时候，天上地上一切的都在基督里同归于一。
And this is His will. This is God's eternal will.
这是神。永远的心意
Dear brothers and sisters, and sometimes we feel that this seems to be a doctrine.
我们常常觉得这是道理
And we think that this is a slogan.
我们也觉得这是口号
You know, people like to talk about it.
有很多人愿意这样说
And we say that it's hard for me to relate.
但是我联系不上
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄们,
you know, the eternal purpose of God is so real in our life.
神永远的旨意在我们的生命中是这样的真实。
And it defines us.
它解释我们这个人。
Yeah, defines our meeting.
它让我们这个聚会有意义。
It actually defines the saints.
它解释这个圣徒。
It defines the inheritance.
它给这个产业有意义。
It doesn't separate me and you from other people.
它不把你我跟其他人分开。
It just tells you and me that we thank the Lord we are the first to trust.
它只是让你我来感谢神，因为我们是在基督里先有盼望。
Yeah, the first to trust, first to hope.
我们是先相信他，先有盼望。
And we have a responsibility to give this to help other people understand also.
并且我们有责任让别人也明白这个。
So we are the first to hope.
我们是先有盼望的。
And they are the second to hope.
他们是次有盼望的。
They need to hope, have that hope.
他们也要有这样的盼望。
That hope is God has an eternal purpose.
那个盼望就是神有一个永远的旨意。
And God has the eternal purpose. The head of it is Lord Jesus Christ.
这永远的旨意只是基督作头。
And we are his body.
我们是他的身体。
The church is his body.
教会是他的身体。
So this is what the eternal purpose of God.
这就是神永远的旨意。
Now why is that important to us?
那跟我们有什么重要呢?
Brothers and sisters, let me give you an example.
我举个例子给你。
You know, I now am a dad, I'm a grandpa.
我现在是父亲，也是爷爷。
You know, my happiest time is that my dad, my sons know that what is important in my life.
我最欢喜的时候就是我的儿子明白我喜欢什么。
And how the Lord has moved me and led me.
神是怎么的带领我引导我。
And how I believe the Lord would love them and lead them.
我怎么样爱主又爱他们又带领他们。
Now if they know that,
如果他们知道这个,
then I'm extremely happy.
我就很高兴。
Now if they don't know that,
如果他们不知道这个,
or if they reject that,
如果他们拒绝这个,
or if they think that's not important,
他觉得这个不重要,
that saddens my heart.
这就让我很伤心。
Now even my grandson,
尤其我的孙子,
when they started to love the Lord, started to know what Jesus is.
当他们开始爱主，开始爱，知道主是谁。
Yeah, when they start to be able to pray.
当他们开始能够祷告。
The Lord, I love you.
主啊，我爱你。
Brothers and sisters, that's the moment that cheer the heart of their dad, cheer the heart of their granddad.
这个就让他们的父亲，他们的爷爷的心欢喜。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
The Lord, our God, tells you and tell me. And he has something in his heart.
我们的主告诉你，也告诉我，在他的心中有一件事。
Now, if we catch on to that,
如果我们跟上去，
if we think that is important,
如果我们也看这个为重要，
if we think that defines our life,
如果我们也觉得这个就是我们生命的意义，
brothers and sisters, God's heart is extremely happy.
神的心就非常的欢喜。
Not only that,
不光是这样。
Now, you and I. In our very limited time on earth,
你跟我在这地上，在这短短的一段时间，
and we'll walk in the right way.
如果我们走得正，
and we will.
如果我们会走得正，
if we know the purpose of God,
如果我们知道神的心意，
we will walk right.
我们走的，我们就能走得正。
Well, we will lead a meaningful life.
我们就会过一个有意义的生命。
But not only that, just immediately this year before me.
不光是这样，就是前面这一年。
Yeah, this immediate year before me, I will be walking right.
就马上要来的这一年，我就能走得对。
You know, I may not be able to become a millionaire before 30 years old.
我可能不会30岁以前成为百万富翁。
But that's not important to me.
但是这个对我来说并不重要。
You know, I may not become famous when I'm 25.
或者在35岁我就很出名。
25岁。But it does not matter.
但是不重要了。
It does not matter.
不重要。
You know, brothers and sisters, the eternal purpose of God give us a view of our own life.
神永远的旨意让我们看见我们的生命。
Yeah, give us a right way of our life.
也给我们的生命有一条正路。
When Abraham came out from Ur,
当亚伯拉罕从乌尔出来的时候
，The Lord told him，
主跟他说
，I will bless you，
我要祝福你
，And you will be a blessing，
你要成为多人的祝福。
So a man's value is not only being blessed，
所以一个人的价值不在乎你蒙了多少祝福
，Not only that，
不光是这个
，But the value of a man is how you become other people's blessing。
一个人的价值是你成为别人的祝福。
Dear brothers and sisters, you must have thought about this。
弟兄姐妹们，你必须要思念这个。
你已经必须已经思念过。
你必须已经想过思念这个事。
You know, whether you are in high school, you start in high school, you will be thinking of it. When you are in college, you must have already thought about it.
你高中可能想过，你上大学一定想过。
What is the value of my life?
我生命的价值在哪里？
Why do I have to live?
为什么我要活着呢？
The Lord told us,
主就说了
that He has a purpose.
他有一个旨意
When we catch on with that purpose,
当我们跟随这个旨意
you know, we will be blessed.
我们就蒙祝福
Not only that,
不光是这样
we will be a blessing.
我们也成为一个祝福
You know, people around you,
周围的人
will be blessed because of you.
我们周围的人就因我们蒙祝福
You know, you may not be able to talk.
可能你不能够说很多
You may not be able to be very smart.
或者你不是那么聪明
Be smart to them.
对他们来说，你不是那么聪明。
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They see something wonderful in you.
但是他们看见你，你里面有一个很美妙的事。
There's something beautiful.
在你里面有一个美丽。
There's something they don't have.
他们没有。
There's something they long to have.
他们也盼望有。
Brother and sister, you become a blessing.
弟兄们，你们就成为一个祝福。
What do you have that they didn't have?
你有的，他们没有。
What you have.Is the Lord Jesus?
你有的就是主耶稣。
What you have is the eternal purpose of God.
你有的就是神永远的旨意。
And that's your treasure.
这是你的宝贝。
That makes you rich.
这是让你富足的。
That makes you be able to be a blessing to other people.
这就能让你成为别人的祝福。
A couple of weeks ago, we have a brother who came to share on Sunday.
几个星期以前有一个弟兄主日的时候来分享。
He was born in Ghana, West Africa.
他是在西非加纳这个国家出生的。
Now he has been living in Orange County in LA for 20 years.
他住在洛杉矶附近有20年了。
So on Sunday he gave us sharing.
他主日就来跟我们分享。
And thank the Lord he told his own story.
他就讲他自己的故事。
He said when he was He became a Christian, young.
他年轻的时候就成了基督徒。
Yeah, he. Their village, there's no running water, there's no electricity.
他们的村子没有水，没有电。
But some missionary brought the gospel to them.
但是有传道人把福音传过去。
And he received it.
他就接受了。
But it didn't really, catch him.
但是并没有特别打动他。
Yeah, so he went to school.
他就上了学。
Now there's a student sitting right before him.
在他面前有另外一个学生。
And then for a long time, he feels that there's something different in this student.
他很长一段时间觉得这个人不一样。
And different from him.
跟他不一样。
So one day, he asked this student.
他有一天就问了这个同学。
He said, you know, there's something in you that I don't have.
他说你里面有一个我没有的
And what is it?
是啥
And that person says I'm a Christian
他说我是基督徒
You know I have Christ in me
我有基督在我里面
Boom That woke up my brother
哦，这个把我的弟兄就叫醒了
I gave him a secret
就给他了一个秘密
The secret is Christ has to be in him
秘密就是基督要在他里头
So you know this brother I mean this young brother is sitting before himYou know, in the classroom, never turn around to tell you that you have to believe in Jesus.
那他这个前面的同学从来没有转过来跟他说你要信耶稣啊。
You know, the Lord Jesus died for us and so on. So he never said something like that.
主基督为我死啊，他从来都没说。
But he saw him something different.
他看他就不一样。
And this is a young man, it's about 16, 17 years old. This brother.
十六七岁这个年轻人。
Yeah, but he was seeking.
他就看见了，他在寻找这个。
What can be valuable in my life?
人的生命价值在哪里
？Oh, what should I be?
我要成为一个什么样的人
？Saw this young man before him.
他看见这个年轻人。
He want to be like him.
他就愿意要成为这样的人。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，You know this is what the eternal purpose of God did to you and did to me.
这是神永远的旨意在你我身上做的。
So we received inheritance from God.
我们从神得了产业。
Now you can think about many things.
那你可以想很多方面。
But specifically in the first chapter of Ephesians.
但是对以弗所书第一章来说。
Yeah, there it says two things.
他就说了两个事。
So one thing is every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第一个就是在基督里天上各样属灵的福气。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
So there's one specific thing it says.
就是这专门说了一个事。
This is our inheritance.
这是我们的产业。
But there's another thing.
还有一个。
Another thing is the mystery of God's will made known to me, made known to you.
就是叫你叫我都知道神旨意的奥秘。
So, brothers and sisters, we are rich.
弟兄姐妹们，我们何等的丰富。
We have this inheritance.
我们有这个产业。
So, oftentimes you hear brothers and sisters say that our inheritance is Christ.
常常你听见弟兄姐妹们说我们的产业是基督。
That is absolutely true.
是绝对是对的。
You know, absolutely true.
绝对是对的。
But if you think one layer deeper, what is in that?
但你要想啊，是在这个话里面再深一层。
Yeah, what is in there?
这里面有什么
？What is in Christ that God has given us?
在基督里神给了我们什么
？Now, I think the Ephesians said two things. One, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
那第一个是在天上各样属灵的福气。
And the other thing is the will of God, the mystery will of God.
第二个就是神永远旨意的奥秘。
So this is the first thing he said.
这是他说的第一个。
So the second thing he said is verse 14. He says, the Holy Spirit is given to us so that to guarantee that we have the spiritual inheritance.
然后第二个就是十四节，他给了我们圣灵做基业的凭据。
Yeah, and not only that we receive the inheritance, but we also, in the next verse in verse 18, is that we are the inheritance.
不光我们得了产业，我们也成为神的产业。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know we are His inheritance.
我们是他的产业，弟兄姐妹。
Because it says His inheritance in the saints.
因为他说在圣徒们中间得到基业。
But what He really wants to add to that.Is the riches of the glory there?
他确实又要加的是何等丰盛的荣耀。
But brothers, what is that? What he specifically was saying?
那他这里专门在说什么呢？
What he's saying is what he immediately said after that.
他要表明的就是后面那一句话。
Yeah, what he said after that is talking about this riches of glory.
他要说的就是在这何等丰盛的荣耀。
You know, brothers and sisters, we are together as His inheritance.
我们一起做他荣耀的产业。
Wonderful.
是很好的。
我们一起是他的产业。
我们一起是他的产业。
But where does this glory come from?
但是这个荣耀从哪里来？
The riches of glory, where does it come from?
这丰盛的荣耀从哪里来？
So immediately the next sentence he said.
那后面这一句马上他就说。
God has raised His Son, Jesus,From the dead.
神叫他的儿子从死里复活。
And raise him to the most high.
叫他坐在天上至高。
Yeah, way above principalities and authorities.
远超一切执政掌权的。
And every ruler.
有能的。
So this Christ is raised from the dead, way up high.
基督从死里复活升到高处。
And on his right hand.
坐在神的右边。
Brothers and sisters, that's where glory comes from.
这是荣耀的来源。
Dear brothers and sisters,If you and I are not close to Jesus Christ, His glory is not come to you, is not coming to me.
如果你我与主耶稣不亲密，他的荣耀到不了你，也到不了我。
But if you and I are very close to Him,
但是你我如果与他非常的亲密
，and sisters, when other people see you, others see me, they see something different.
当别人看见你我的时候，他们就看见一个不一样的。
They may not be able to say,
他们可能说不出来。
But they know this is different.
他们知道这个不一样
this is beautiful.
他们知道这个美好
this comes from somewhere.
他们知道这个是从别的地方来的
The source is in Jesus Christ,
源头是在那在上的基督
But the wonder is this Immediately he said The church is his body
那他马上又说教会是他的身体
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
That means the church is not here
教会不是
not on the earth.
教会不是在地上的。
The church is right up there with him.
教会是在那上面跟他在一起。
That is his body.
那是他的身体。
Dear brother and sister, you see how what's the position of the church in the eyes of God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看见教会在神眼中的地位
？Way up there.
在那上面。
His body.
他的身体。
Now, what is this body?
那身体是什么呢
？Then immediately it says.
那就解释了。
The fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
The key is this.
钥匙重点在这里。
You know, we are His body.
我们是他的身体。
We are His inheritance.
我们是他的产业。
But the key is He has to fill you. He has to fill me.
但这个关键，这个钥匙是他要充满你，他也得充满我。
If He doesn't fill you, doesn't fill me.
如果他不充满你，不充满我。
Other people don't see His glory.
别人看不见他的荣耀。
But if He sees, if you allow Him to fill you.
如果你允许他来充满你。
If I allow Him to fill me.
如果我允许他充满我。
Then when other people see us.
当别人看见我。
They see something very, very different.
他们就看见一个非常不一样。
They don't know what this is.
他们不一定知道是什么。
We know.
但是我们知道
Christ Jesus, which is way up high,
是那一个在上的基督
God has raised him from among the dead.
神把他从死里复活
So dear brothers and sisters, you see this is Paul's burden.
这是保罗的负担
We are his inheritance, the God's inheritance.
我们是神的产业
And there is glory in there.
那在这产业的里面有荣耀
Not only glory, but the riches of the glory.
不光荣耀是丰盛的荣耀
Where does it come from?
从哪里来呢
It comes from Christ.
从基督来的
Now where is Christ now?
那基督现在哪里呢
Christ is way up high.
现在在天上
On the right hand of God.
在神的右边
and above all principalities and authorities.
远超一切执政掌权有能的
What does that mean?
是啥意思呢
That means if people cheat you, people try to cheat you away from Christ.
如果有人欺骗你离开基督
But God is there way up high.
神在那里在天上
He is going to be able to protect you.
他能够保护你
He is going to able to not let anybody cheat you away from him.
他能够保护你让不能让人欺骗你离开基督这个地位
and brothers and sisters, it's wonderful.
这实在是美好
All it has, it requires you and requires me.
是需要你也需要我
It's to recognize that.
要认识这个
And not only that,
不光要这个
We have to allow him, Christ, to fill you and fill me.
我们要允许基督充满你充满我
And that's the key thing thatThe Lord wants you and me to do.
这是这最重要的事情，是神要你我做的。
You know, the Lord is way up high, is what God did.
神，基督升到至高是神的作为。
And the church is His body. Is this what God did?
教会是基督的身体，是神的作为。
Now, for that to be real in you and me, God wants Christ to fill you and fill me.
要让这件事在你我中间成为真实。必须要基督充满你，充满我。
And that has to do with you. That has to do with me.
这跟你跟我有关系。
So, dear brothers and sisters, it's critically important.
弟兄姐妹们，这极为重要。
To let Christ fill you.
让基督充满你。
To let Christ fill me.
让基督充满我。
And His life has to fill me.
他的生命充满我。
And His Spirit has to fill me.
他的灵也充满我。
So I leave that to you, brothers and sisters.
我就把这个留给你们。
I still have 10 minutes.
还有十分钟。
I'll tell you another thing.
再跟你们
说。Related to this.
再跟你们说一个。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
It says, our brother said yesterday.
弟兄昨天说了。
You know, God wants church to be the vessel of his testimony.
神要教会做他见证的器皿。
And so that the principality and authorities in the heaven.
那这叫天上执政的掌权的
When they see you and see me,
当他们看见你我的时候
they know God is wise.
他们就知道神有智慧
All various wisdom of God.
有各种的智慧
Brothers and sisters, you know these principalities and authorities, they are actually very smart.
天上执政掌权的是非常聪明的
They are smarter than you and smarter than I.
比你我都聪明
You know, they are either the spirits,
他们要么是灵
Angels,
天使
or they are rulers,
或者是执政的
they
掌权的
the kings, the presidents, the call the prime ministers.
这个总统也好，总理也好。
Yeah, those are very, very smart people.
他们都很聪明。
You know, and they are very skeptical.
他们
They're skeptical and say, ah, this God, you know, is God really right?
他们有一个怀疑啊，他们说神到底对不对呢？
And is God really so wise?
神真的聪明吗？
You know, and they don't want to commit.
他们不愿意把自己交托给神。
And they are ready to criticize.
他们要来责备神。
But chapter 3, Paul says, they will see the church.
当第三章保罗说他们看教会。
When they see the church,
当他们看教会。
They see there's something real there.
他们就看见有一个真的东西在这里。
Something so real.
很真实的。
Something so good.
很好的。
Something that they cannot do.
他们自己做不来的。
And then they all know, this is all various wisdom of God.
然后他们就知道这是神百般的智慧和聪明。
Brothers and sisters, that's what that means.
这就是这个意思。
So what makes you, what makes me able to be that good?
怎么能让你我成为这么好呢？
What makes you and make me live a life that somehow express that glory, somehow express that goodness?
什么能让你我过一个生活，发表这个美好，发表这个荣耀呢？
And this is what Paul says. I pray for you.
然后保罗这就说了，我为你们祷告。
That the God's glory will give you strength.
神的荣耀我加力量给你们。
And the Holy Spirit will bring that strength to you.
借助他的灵把能力带给你们。
But God's glory will give you strength.
但是神的荣耀给你们力量。
Strength in the inner man.
给你们里面的人力量。
So, brothers and sisters, remember that. Oftentimes we feel we are so weak.
你要记得啊，我们常常觉得软弱。
Now, why do we feel so weak?
为什么软弱？
Because we're not seeing His glory.
因为我们没有看见他的荣耀。
We see some other places.
我们看到别的地方去。
You know, our exam is too hard.
我们看见考试太难了。
My boss is too bad.
我们的老板太难了。
You know, our church, when we come here, now everybody seems to not paying attention to me.
教会来到教会的时候，没有人重视我。
They don't love me enough.
他们爱我不够。
You know, all these things seem to have overwhelmed us.
这许多的事情都加在一起，是一个重担。
Paul says, "I have prayed to you."
但是保罗说，我为你祷告。
Look at the glory of the Lord.
你们要看神的荣耀。
That gives you strength.
那个给你们力量。
Brothers and sisters, that's absolutely true.
弟兄姐妹们，这是真的。
Absolutely true.
这是真的。
You know, when we come to brothers and sisters.
我们来到弟兄姐妹中间。
You know, let me just go by the Bible so that I won't go off the track. Go by the Bible. The Bible says, you know, immediately it says that Christ may dwell in us.
他马上就说，愿基督，使基督住在你们心里。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not easy to let Christ live in me.
让基督住在我心里并不容易。
When Christ lives in me, there are things I cannot do anymore.
在基督住在我里面的时候，有的事儿就不能做了。
And there are things I cannot think anymore.
有的想法就不能想。
There are people I cannot hate anymore.
有的人就不能恨了。
Is that true?
对不对？
You know, dear, you know, when you come to the church, you feel everybody is not paying attention to me.
你来到教会的时候，觉得没人重视你。
And you say, you know, I hate it.
我不喜欢。
Now, if the Lord lives in my heart,
如果主住在我里面，
I cannot hate it.
我不能恨恶他们。
You know, I often think about one example, which is my own experience.
这是我自己的经历啊。
You know, you drive on the highway.
你开车在高速公路上开车。
Somebody cut in.
有人插进来了。
And your immediate response is, you know, a curse.
你就想要骂人了。
But if the Lord dwells in me.
但是主若住在我里面，
I cannot curse anymore.
我都不能骂他。
Right? And then you go home, you know, your mom, your dad, they are as reasonable, as unreasonable as before.
你回到家里的时候，你的父母照样跟以前一样毫不讲理。
Yeah, and then you can go to your own room, lock it up, do your text.To your friends and so on and so forth.
你就回你的房间，把门锁起来，跟你的同伴聊天。
I don't like my dad. I don't like my mom.
然后就聊，我不喜欢，我讨厌我爸爸，我讨厌妈妈。
I don't know whether you dare to tell other people, but at least in your heart, I don't like my dad. Don't mind.
不知道你会不会告诉别人，但是你的心里会想，我不喜欢我父母。
When I go to college, I go to Toronto.
我要上学，我要去多伦多。
Now, but you know, if the Lord dwells in my heart,
如果主住在我里面
，you cannot do that.
你不能做这个
，right? So to let the Lord dwell in my heart.It takes spiritual strength.
若是主住在我里面，这是需要属灵的力量。
Yeah, you need strength in inner man to let that happen.
叫你里面的人，你心里要有力量才行的。
Yeah, I have to have strength in the inner man for the Lord to dwell in my heart.
要主住在我里面，需要你里面的人有力量。
So what do you do?
那你做什么？
You know, all you have to do here, it says, look at the Lord.
这里说的就是你要看主
The glory of him
看他的荣耀他的荣耀就是我的力量
You know, brothers and sisters driving on the freeway My personal experience
兄弟们我们在路上开车的时候
You know, when you feel so mad
愤怒不行
Yeah, want to curse
要咒诅他
You know, turn your eyes upon Jesus
转眼仰望主耶稣
Just one second
一秒钟
It's gone
就没有了。
Come, you get home.
你回了家。
Your husband, your wife is not reasonable.
你丈夫、你的妻子不讲理。
Want to fight?
你要跟他斗。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
要转眼仰望耶稣。
Just one second.
就一秒钟。
That's gone.
就没有了。
It's just that powerful.
它就是有这个力量
，and just that wonderful，
就是这样的奇妙。
And、that's our salvation，
这就是我们蒙的救恩。
And that's our praise，
这也是我们的赞美。
So real，
是这样的真实。
You know this matter. I have two more minutes. There, this matter of knowing the height and the depth and the strength and the length and the width and.You know, knowing these things of Christ.
这个知道基督的长阔高深
That takes spiritual strength too.
也需要属灵的力量
You know, the length is time.
这个长啊，就说到时间的长
You know, for example, the God's purpose, the eternal purpose of God, the story of Abraham, the story of these things. Oh, so hard.
好像神的旨意，亚伯拉罕的故事，这么多长时间的故事
But, brothers and sisters.Think about the glory of God.
但是你想神的荣耀。
You know these things you love to read.
这些事情你就愿意读。
You know they're not the Bible is not that thick anymore.
圣经就没有那么厚。
You know you start to love to read it.
你就开始喜爱读圣经。
The eternal purpose of God.
你喜爱。
You start to actually feel this thing is very important to me, very dear to my heart.
你就开始觉得神永远的旨意是对我是很。心上的事
The secret is, you know, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Just one look.
秘诀就是在转眼仰望耶稣，一看就好。
Yeah. And then the depth is the same thing.
那这个深也是这样。
The depth to me is, you know, there's a depth in our sin. There's a depth of our rebelliousness.
我们的悖逆，我们的罪孽也是很深的。
Yeah. And the Lord wants.Lord Jesus is able to pull us out from that.
主能够把我们从这里面拉出来。
Now, how do we let him do that?
我们怎么让他做呢？
You know, oftentimes we guard ourselves so much.
我们常常自己保护自己。
This is my secret.
这是我的秘密。
No one can see.
别人不能知道。
You know, Lord, I don't want him to see.
主我也不要给他知道。
Because if I let him see my inside, I don't have freedom anymore.
如果我让他知道我里面想什么，我就没有自由。
But just one look at Jesus.
但是转眼仰望耶稣。
He is able to pull us out.
他能够把我们从这里面拉出来。
The depth of our sin.
这我们罪恶的深处。
And then the width.
这个阔宽度。
The width, I think, to me, it means different people, different language.
对于我来说，这个宽呢，就是不同的人种。不同的语言
I already mentioned to you
我已经讲过了
You know when we see some Canadian native that comes from the north
我们看见有一些加拿大人从北边来的
Yeah, Eskimos maybe
这个
你们叫什么
爱斯基摩人
Yeah, okay, come to our midst You know we think, oh you don't belong here
我们就看见他们来了我们觉得他不属于这个
our heart. Our heart feel you don't belong here.
我们的心就觉得他们不属于这
里。Then we're just this narrow.
我们就只有这么宽。
English is the most important thing.
英文是最重要的事情。
Everybody has to speak English.
都得说英文。
We're just that narrow.
我们就这么窄。
Chinese is the most important thing.
中文最重要。
You know, we have 1 billion people all over the world.
有十亿人说中文。
Now, everybody should learn to speak Chinese.
那大家都该说中文。
Brothers and sisters, you're just that narrow.
弟兄姐妹，你就成了这样窄的人。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
you know, the Lord wants to have us to know the width of Christ.
我们要认识基督的宽。
We have to know the width of His love.
我们要知道他爱的阔。
So, brothers and sisters, let the Lord deliver us out of it.
愿我们的主拯救我们脱离这个。
When we see the glory of Him,
当我们看他荣耀的时候，
these differences are absolutely not different, not important.
这些分别一点都不重要。
So, brothers and sisters, I think, you know, I believe this is, you know, Paul just used a couple of sentences to talk about this.
保罗就只用了几句话来说这个。
But I believe this is a very strong burden in his heart.
这是在他心中何等重的负担。
You know, brothers and sisters, may the burden of the Lord, may the burden that he has given to Paul be also the burden that the Lord has given to us in our hearts.
愿主耶稣给保罗的那个负担也是他给我们今天的负担。
It is important for Christ to be in us.
基督在我里面是非常重要的。
Not only in me, but in us together.
不光是我一个人，是我们一起的。
It is important for us to be His body.
我们做他的身体是很重要的。
Just like Him.
就好像他一样。
To express His glory.
我们能够发表他的荣耀。
When we are together.
当我们在一起。
When we are individual.
当我们个人。
At home.
在家里
at school,
在学校
at work,
在工作
may his glory shine,
愿他的荣耀彰显
from you,
从你
from me,
从我
let's pray,
我们祷告。主，我们实在听见这些话语的时候，主，我们的心，我们求主你真是把我们的心思意念带到你的心思的意念，主要叫我们思念你所思念的喜爱你所喜爱的，主要叫我们走这条的道路蒙主你自己扶持，蒙主你这样丰富的赐福给我们的时候，叫我们看见那个将来的盼望，主要叫我们今天晓得我们该过一个怎样的生活。主要你祝福，你蒙福，你给我们祝福，主要我们也盼望说我们成为你的祝福，我们也成为别人的祝福。主要愿你自己的美丽，你自己的荣耀和你的自己从我们的身上彰显。谢谢早晨你向我们说的话，与我们同在，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
Amen。